welcome to our Halloween spooktacular. It is me, the OG Fig Kid, and joining me, as usual.
Hello, I am good old Nick Stormhausen. Got the glasses.
I knew you looked familiar.
Yes, very good, very nice, very evil. I won't be doing the voice the whole time, but guys, what's up?
Happy Tuesday. You gotta do the voice
all the time. All right, we'll sneak it in there from time to time.
All right, we'll sneak it in there. Nick Stormhausen.
Nick Stormhausen. So. Guys, happy Tuesday, happy Halloween, happy freaky, freak spooktacular
week.
I mean, yeah.
It's exciting. It's Halloween this week. Dash has got his costume. I'm not going to say what it is yet because he's going to surprise people. But if you follow Dash on Instagram, dash.the.mini.doxy, you could see on Thursday because I'll be posting some pictures when I take him trick-or-treating. He said he's more for the treats than the tricks, but I love treats.
You should have grown out a mustache and you could have been Dax and he could have been Cash.
That is funny. We could have been FTR. We could have been a revival. That was a revival.
The revival.
Excuse me, guys. My lips are so chapped because the weather's been so dry here. My lips and my hands are very chapped. But Mike, what's going on with you, buddy? How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Hanging in there. It's another Tuesday, another beautiful Tuesday, another great day to be alive. Happy to be here on Fig Guys. Happy to be hanging out with all you fancy people, man. It's a good time.
I'm happy to be here. We got a fun show planned. We got some news. We got our ringside roundup as usual. And then as well, we got our we're gonna do our top favorite spooky figures of all time. Nicole, we didn't plan on doing costumes. I suggested it to Mike. Then we never did it. I was fully ready to get dressed.
Tom's being a CM Punk fan.
I'm that every day.
Yeah. Well, now you got to use it as a costume now.
I work with children. No offense, yeah. Mike.
As you're talking to the guy with sunglasses and a lucha mask on.
Exactly.
Very fair. We're working it. We're rocking it. It's good.
You go trick or treating on Thursday?
Oh, yeah.
I wish I could take Dash trick-or-treating because I want the treats.
Too bad there's not like a dog park thing.
Yeah, but then I get like dog biscuits. I want treats. Like I need.
Well, I mean, you want treats.
Yeah, I've been addicted for the last, like, I wasn't going to buy any this year, but then I said, I'm going to buy one bag of candy corn. That's it. I'm now five bags in and I can't stop.
Help me out here. Where's the lore for the candy corn minus the colors? I understand the color scheme. Color scheme is beautiful. One of the most photogenic pieces of candy out there, but
it's true because I always take pictures of my candy corn.
It's what I'm saying, but I can't get over the taste.
I love the taste. Are you kidding?
I'm like, addicted. It's like sweet candle wax.
It's so good. I cannot. I mean, I'm not even going to lie. That's a perfect way to describe it, but it's so good. I cannot stop eating it. Five bags in.
Get it.
I saw myself no more bags, and that's why I shouldn't have done one because I love it so much.
Yeah.
And I missed, like, years ago, they did like a special edition candy corn Oreos, but they never came back out. They were so good.
Did you ever arrange the candy corn to make a corn cob?
No.
Did you know that's why they call candy corn?
What?
You could stack them and make an actual cob of corn out of the candy corn.
For real?
Yeah. I'll send you a picture of it later.
Have you done
that? Welcome to candy corn, guys. No, no, I've never done it. I don't eat candy corn. I've never been a fan of it. It's too waxy.
I don't like it. I can't stop eating.
Remember the wax lips that we used to have? Yeah, that's what it reminds me of. It's like
those are gross.
This is fucking weird, right?
You, Tyson, and pandemic era. Let's go. We are here. Yeah. Guys, as usual, the show brought to you by Ringside Collectibles, our friends at Ringside Collectibles. Guys, when you're done listening to us talk about everything we're going to talk about tonight, head on over to WrestlingFigures.com. Use the code FIGGUYS at checkout and save yourself 10% on us. What else can you ask for? It's exciting. Guys, we are all over social media. In case you didn't know, just go put in at official FIGGUYS. Wherever you go, put it in. And I'm pretty sure you're going to find us. And then, oh, wait, that's not the right one. What is one? Ah, that's the one I'm looking for.
Yes.
That's everywhere we are. And when you're done, like, following us everywhere, if you want a shortcut, just head to thefigguys.com. It's that simple. All of our links are there. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
We got tricks. We got treats.
Yeah, and give us some follows. Maybe we'll send you some treats. So, and we're getting some, I keep telling Mike, we're going to get some stickers and magnets done really soon. As soon as I get the designs, we keep forgetting about it, but yes. I got to remind him one day when we're not on the air. And then maybe one of us will remember during the week. So,
yes.
And then we'll start
sending. Show days are show days. They're crazy.
Yeah. Mike, are you ready for some news?
I'm always ready for some news. Let's do it.
Do you realize ever since I've stopped cutting you off, Mo the Fig God never shows up anymore?
I think we got to bring it back, maybe.
I mean, if that's it. So, wow, Nicole just noticed now that your logo's wrong on the hat, and it's been like that the whole time it's been on.
It's
it's okay.
The rarely used bumpers. We're all good.
Listen, we'll give a free little plug out to the tavern. So whatever.
Yes,
tavern. Go follow them. They're great.
They are. Yeah, let's drop it out. I know you seem concentrated today. You seem like you got your mind in the game. You seem like you're feeling it. Have you had your Rise coffee today?
Yes, I did have mine.
Yes, very, very spooky, very nice, very kind of mushroomy.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, going to work at 5, well, getting home from work like at 4 in the morning, going to bed at 5 lately, that mushroom coffee has helped me big time.
Yes, absolutely. Filled with all the best of the best you can get out there. So many different kinds of mushrooms. We got lion's mane. They're apogenic. I almost said it. Apogenic. Yes. Adapogenic. There we go. Adapogenic. I got to get the D in here. It's like Wardlow, Wardrobe. we're back here again. But my goodness. Smooth taste. Very good. Very, very nice. Very creamy. Very evil. You guys head on over to Rise Superfoods. That's RYZE. Superfoods.com. Get yourself a bag. Get one on us. We got a great code. If you go actually go to the figguys.com, get us some traffic over there. Order yourself some coffee as well. You'll have yourself a great time, and you'll be more focused, be more energetic, and you might even drop a couple pounds.
I like it.
Yeah,
I like it.
I like it. I love it. Got it.
There's not a very busy news week this week. Holy smokes, very very not little
busy at all. But you know what?
Let's sometimes jump into it.
There's some ebb and flows in the figure world, man. But we will get right into it because I'm excited about these bad boys right here. The Shop AEW Danhausen. Yes. Good friend of mine, and of course his good friend Orange Cassidy in Brawler Buddies, very 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 big, 21 inch tall stuffed. I'll stop doing the X. 21 inches tall stuffed plushies. I mean, Orange Cassidy, they're micro brawlers, but they're gigantic and they're stuffed. What more could you ask for? I'm telling you right now, I love these. I think they're great. I have not ordered them yet.
Are they still available? That's my next question.
They should be. They just went on sale 10/25 at 1 p.m. Eastern, which means they are out and available for everybody to pick up. I love that Danhausen's got the jar of teeth.
Yeah.
Good details. Very good details.
I love it. Yeah. The Orange Cassidy one looks really cool too. So
yeah.
Good job on these.
Good job. I'm a big fan. I like the mini ones that they have. So these ones are going to be even awesome. They're huge.
Yeah,
go check out shopaew.com. You see that beautiful link right there, and pick them up if you're interested, or if you'd like to see them. I'm sure they're available on Pro Wrestling Tees' social media somewhere. One of the awesome people that work there is probably holding them up. But check it out, very cool.
Yeah. Next up,
I know you're excited. I know how excited Tom is because they're already in Tom's possession. But guys, the brand new drop from the Coliseum collection featuring Ricky the Dragon Steamboat and Ted the Million Dollar Man DiBiase are now available to order and are shipping right away. You're not waiting around. They're coming right at you. $70 out the door before shipping.
Yeah.
Super cool. How much was it with shipping? Was it like 82 and some change?
I don't even think it was that much. It was cheap. See? And you know what? I ordered them, and I think if you recall, they were here like the next day. It was crazy.
Yeah. And
I ordered them Thursday. They were here Saturday.
Ooh.
Oh, it was fast.
Super quick.
Really fast. So,
but Mighty Mattel Creations with their
They ship from Pennsylvania, which is the next state over from me.
Seems like all the cool figure people are like in that area.
Yeah, like me. Well, this is cool.
They take it. Guys, go pick these up. I mean, two of the best Ultimates to come out from Mattel, man. I love them. Can't wait to pick them up myself. So good. Cool.
Best Ricky Steamboat figure by far. Best Ted DiBiase figure by far. If you saw this in one of our reels, we dropped a reel talking about it last week. Just amazingly great figure. So
yeah,
what I love about is like they come with so many extra heads that if you're a guy who wants to fix up your older figures, just pop them on an old Million Dollar Man, an old Ricky Steamboat, and now you have an upgraded figure from the past. So
I like it.
I don't do that, but I mean, it's fine if people want to do that.
Yeah. The black ear looks really good on Ricky too.
Yeah, it does.
Big fan. It pops. Yes, Daniel Friedman, you are very cool.
Oh, he's from this area. So yeah, you're right.
Absolutely.
He is definitely cool. He fits in
he gets the Danhausen Cassidy thumbs up.
So guys, it's me and him.
We've talked about this, but this is awesome, man. We got to check it out one more time. Available from October 25th. You got until Friday. Yes. You missed out. You're done, man. But the big rubber guy, Andre the Giant with face paint. Super cool looking. Awesome. And the Halloween special of it all. You get a free mask to cut out and keep with every order. So you Dude, you too can look like Andre. Hello, pretty baby.
It's pretty good, Andre. And that's all the news we have this week. I mean, we've never had such a fast news week. It's crazy. I haven't ordered the Andre yet, but I will be ordering it. I have to.
I mean, you have to, right?
Yeah, I think I do.
It's a great looking figure. Awesome singlet. Awesome face paint. Yeah. Nice change of pace for the Andres out there, too.
Oh, yeah. So good. Yeah. So good. Mike, you ready to jump into some Ringside Roundup?
Let's do it!
The Ringside Roundup brought to you by our friends at Ringside Collectibles. Head over to WrestlingFigures.com. When you're done watching us speak about all the spooky figures, you can head on over there. You can order all the figures you want. And when you're checking out, code FIGGUYS. It's that easy. Put it in. Save 10% on us. That's more than a tax you're saving.
It's true.
You can't beat that. You can't beat that.
Yeah. Listen, I love it.
You don't have to drive back and forth to a store and find like nothing on the pegs or something that's been there for 6 months because they get all the brand new stuff way before Walmart or Target does.
So. That's what I like to hear.
Listen, I'm not
spending just with gas prices nowadays. Exactly. Crazy people. All the Karens at Walmart and Target.
That's why I like
with that.
A couple of times I would head to like Target on a Walmart if I had off on a weekend, and then I would kick myself. I'm like, I'm home during the week. Why do I go on a weekend? There's so many annoying people.
Well, you know who's the guy? Yeah, not the Karens, but John and Tom from Ringside Collectibles. They got your back, man. Head on over to Ringside Collectibles. Use that code FIG, guys. Save yourself that 10% and order some of this great stuff because we're getting right into it with the first new bit of it. We got the very spooky, very evil, spooky Halloween sale going on right now at Ringside Collectibles.
Yeah.
I love the sale, man. Everything. The prices are horrific. And by horrific, I mean cheap.
Yes. From Ringside because they're like, oh no, we're selling these figures too cheap.
Yes.
Well, guys, this is the year to catch up on your collection. This is the time of the year because between now and Christmas, we're going to start getting Thanksgiving sales, Black Friday sales, Cyber Monday sales, and it's going to be
such Tuesday.
Here's my suggestion for you guys. If you haven't done so yet, make the list of everything you need off of Ringside and get ready for the Thanksgiving sale because it's going to be the best sale of the year. And it's going to be your best shot to get it because a lot of stuff will disappear that weekend. What's left will go down in price after the next couple of sales, probably. However, you're not guaranteed it's going to be there. So if you want to make sure you get it, be ready for the first sale. Jump in.
This is what I wait for all year long. Like, this is my favorite time of year. Is this? I get to wear a hoodie, I get to wear pajama pants, and I get to order from Ringside in bulk.
Yeah, there you go. I love it.
It's the best way to do it.
I'm starting to make my list already. I realized like I don't think I need much. I'm going through. Oh wait, I never got that retro set. I never got that retro. So there's a lot of stuff.
Listen, we buy a lot of toys, but it's amazing on what we miss out on.
I know. Well, I mean, only have so much money, but it's a good thing I have a new job because soon I'll be buying all the figures I want.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear, man.
Buying Mike, buying you guys figures. I buy everybody figures.
Everybody gets a figure.
You get a figure. You get a figure.
He's the Oprah OG fig kid.
Can you imagine if like one of the presidential candidates promised a free figure to everybody who voted for them? Boom.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Everybody will get a free ultimate with proof of vote. And proof of registration. You too will get some free toys. I love it. But let's not talk about just the sale. Let's talk about what's fresh in stock over at Ringside Collectibles. We got some good stuff, man. Looking at WWE Elite 114 featuring Jey Uso, Jimmy Uso, Bron Breakker, Aisha Dragunov. Look, I got that right.
Isla Dragunov.
Whatever. It's a J, not an F. Well, it's a hard one. It's both.
It took me a long time to learn it.
Yeah. Yeah. Tommaso Ciampa and Zoe Stark now available, not waiting on shipping. That's coming right to you, man. So if you're looking forward to that, get it off. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you guys missed out on any of the good stuff, I love these greatest hit sets. They're always my favorite drops of the year, especially coming out of there. But we got greatest hit series 5 popping up with Seth Rollins, Dominic Mysterio, Roman Reigns, and LA Knight. Yes. Oh, man. Oh, so many good things. But also, heading on over to Ringside Collectibles, fresh from the Jazzwares vault, we got the Brody Lee Ring of Honor vault figure, man. Unbelievable. Absolute fantastic looking figure. Love all the soft goods. Still have
good.
So good. Yep. One of the best. Man, really, really awesome representation. Brody Lee, big, big, big fan, man. Expected in stock soon. We're looking at the Dudley Boys.
Yeah,
iconic ECW look. The Dudley Boys 2-pack looks so good, man. I can't wait to see it in hand. I get a lot of people complaining about the height of Bubba.
Yeah. To me, I wonder if the other one was too short.
You know what? It was when Bubba walked.
Bubba Ray Dudley, do you know? Let me look it up.
He's a tall drink of water.
Right. That's what I thought. Let's see how tall he is compared. Because I heard somebody say that the figure is compatible to a wrestler who was 5'6".
That makes sense.
I don't know how he is. I really don't know how tall he is. Let's see. He is 6'4". What did I say? So they said the figure is equivalent to a guy who's 6'5", and he's 6'4".
It works. That's
and maybe the other one is too short.
Well, right? The other one, that was, like, again, it was from the return.
Right.
He was very much, much skinnier. So this one's got to be a big, bulky boy.
Yeah. Well, this is just a remake of that. So,
yeah.
It's fine. He's the right height. They're complaining.
I'm here for it.
On this one, I think the height is right on this one.
The height is, that's going to be our new segment. The height is right.
And I'll say this, I don't even think the Great Khali might have been too big in the past, because when I compared him to my other big figures, the scale looked correct to me. The build-a-figure Great Khali. So
I'm here for it.
I know. If you compare Great Khali to the other Great Khalis, he's smaller. If you compare the Great Khali to that Kevin Nash that came in the same set, the scale was right. So maybe they're just fixing their scale.
Well, or the other ones are just not so great Khalis.
Right. Maybe they're just too big, too great.
But I'm here for it. Go order those damn Dudleys. Damn Dudleys, damn it. Get them. Get them while you can.
Hey, Nickhausen.
Yes.
Get the tables.
I don't have any.
Oh.
I have a table.
Yeah, it's
only my computer.
I'll put you through that.
I mean, that'll drop. Also, expected in soon, we are looking for WWE Elite 13. This is the reboot. We're getting the more stock, restock. We got CM Punk, Carlito. This is like a banger set. Kofi Kingston, Dragon Lee, Trick Williams.
Well, believe it or not, these haven't even hit stock yet, and they're
coming back in stock.
No, they have never been in stock yet.
Wow.
So 113 came in before 113.
Well, that's crazy.
And I have the CM Punk ordered, so.
It's that damn CM Punk.
Ooh, don't be using his name in vain.
He owes me money. And awesome coming in soon. We got Timeless Tony Storm, the AEW Ringside Collectibles exclusive. Fabulous.
Oh, that's a great figure too, man.
It is a great figure. Black and white, all the jazz. Can't wait to get it. You know why? Because it's absolutely timeless.
Ooh.
You know what makes it even more timeless? I'm going to use code FIGGUYS to order it. It saved 10%.
Ooh, great idea. I'm going to do the same thing. And remember, guys, if you use FedEx ground shipping, it's going to be much better than that stupid USPS, whatever, ground advantage.
Who likes USPS?
Not me. They're terrible anymore. I could say that because my wife doesn't work there anymore.
I don't think they would be watching.
No, she's retired.
What if they are? Hey,
we love USPS.
Yeah, set it faster. We'll give you the thumbs. We'll give you the fig guys point of approval.
Yes.
Yes. Best AEW figure ever. Simply timeless.
Yes. What is next, Mike?
That's it, man. That's it for the ringside roundup, baby.
Well, Daniel, this is the best AEW figure ever. How would you know that, Daniel? It's not like you've seen it or anything. Oh, wait. Anyway. All I want for Christmas is WWE action figures, man. I just want wrestling figures. I don't care if they're WWE. I don't care if they're old school. I want AEW figures. I want big rubber guys. Give them me them all, please.
Yes. That's maybe some tacos.
So, tacos. I love tacos.
Yes.
Taco Tuesday.
Thanksgiving tacos. Needs to be a standard thing, man. Potatoes.
That would certainly be an upgrade over turkey, in my opinion. I am not a turkey person. Even though people call me Tom Turkey.
Turkey Tom?
I don't like turkey. I'll eat it. I've liked it a little more. Like last year was actually the best turkey I ever had when we made it for Thanksgiving.
Ooh. So, you deep fried turkey guy?
No, I never had that. I've heard it's good.
Don't change your mind.
I've heard it's good. I've never had it.
No. Yeah. Turkey always comes out dry, no matter what you do to it.
Last year's was amazing.
You can boil the damn thing and it'll still come out just after. The only turkey I like is Gobbledygooker.
I had that.
I don't even like him that much.
I don't even know what we did to make the turkey juicy last year, but it was juicy, so I was happy.
Good.
And it actually tasted good. So
I like it.
And this year, I'll just get the Gobbledygooker figure and put it on the table.
I'm here for the juicy.
Dude, you should go get it. I think it's on Amazon right now. I really want an Ultimate Edition.
Yes. Gobbledygooker. Was cheap, man. What were those got down super cheap. They were like 30 bucks at one point.
Yeah, keep checking because they do throw them up cheaper every once in a while. So, and I already have two sets. I don't need another one.
The only reason why I got one is because it was like 20 bucks or something.
It's so worth it.
Did not need the Ultimate Gobbledygooker, but
you got a. I know we posted it yesterday, but another shout out to Magic on his birthday.
Yes.
Magic is a very happy guy right now because his Dodgers are up 3-0 in the World Series.
Well, that it was his birthday yesterday.
I don't want to talk about it. Anyway. Oh, Mike, are we ready?
Don't dodge the Dodgers, okay?
Is there any more news? Any more ringside roundup or no?
That's it. We're boo.
Yeah, boo to Dodgers. I agree. Yankees are going to come back.
Words.
They better win the next four.
Excellent. All
right. What are we? We're going to go to
the Cubs.
Cubs. Yeah, they went home.
They always go home.
Yes. Hey, they won the World Series a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but it took them 115 years.
Something like that.
112 years.
Oh, five, something like that. Yeah.
They won in 2016. The last time they won before that was 1904. 1904, I think. Yeah. Boo words.
All right. Let's, it's time for the main event.
Yes.
What a great bumper. Ooh, I just realized Figonomics. Did you ever do it?
I'm working on it as we speak. Well, not as we speak, but as we're speaking. While we were speaking.
Nice. Nice. We'll hopefully have it ready by next week.
And a good one going for this top five thing with David Letterman going number five. And he only throws the cue card and who's going to
throw it.
Somebody already did that already.
One little thing we have today. We're going to go over our top five or maybe more. We have some honorable mentions. Our favorite spooky figures, like our favorite. How can we go wrong? Like, I've got pictures of mine. Mike has got his with him.
I'm crazy.
You want to go first or you want me to show mine first?
You show me yours and I'll show you mine. Those camp rules.
We're live on the air, Mike.
It's camphausen.
Oh, spooky figures. Okay, we're talking about spooky figures.
All right. The spooky figures.
There we go. Ooh. I'm going to go with the original Boogeyman Elite figure.
I'm with you.
I don't know what set it was, but...
It was definitely...
86, I think it says?
46? Is it that late?
48.
Oh, yeah, well, they did have the dioramas.
It's 48. It says
that's
it right on.
All right. That's crazy, man. So, like, crazy how long ago it was.
My favorite Boogeyman figure so far out of all the Elites was this original one. My clock cracked. But I still have the front broke, but it's still fine. It's a great.
I am the Boogeyman. I love the boogeyman. Yeah, great gimmick.
Did you watch that that short on social media with Bianca and Jade? What's in the box?
I did. Yes, it was very funny. I died
laughing at that.
Very, very funny.
I'm laughing at that. These two tough women are so scared.
He's a scary looking dude, man.
And he gets a day out of the at this time of the year, so it's cool.
He deserves it.
He does.
Absolutely, because he's super.
He still wrestles all over the indies, too. Like, the guy could still go. He wasn't even young when he started. Holy smokes. Yes.
No, he's cool. He's, listen, he's great.
There we go. There he is. Oh, wow, look how good that looks.
I am the boogeyman. Coming to get you. Dude, he's such good detail on this, though. Look at the dance. Like, they knocked it out of the park. This was one of their first, like, dabs into a really out there character. He's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, might so have to good. Do a boogeyman photo shoot this week in honor of the holiday.
Honestly, you should. That's a great figure. You have it out. Let's go.
I love the new one with the worms, but like, this is so well done. You can't even back off on it. It's so great.
And that's where, like, we're sure. Wait a minute. Is this true? I designed
sure
that.
No.
I don't know if it's true or not, but
it's spoken into
it. I don't think he would make it up, but that's cool if he did, because it is a great figure.
Even if he did or he didn't, it still came out great.
Yeah, it is true. It is great. It is great. So
I love it, man.
Are you guys ever gonna do a WWE action figure matches? I don't know what he's talking about.
Ah! Oh, he like a fig fed.
Oh, we could do something like that.
I did fig feds. Every week into my house, man.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Great. All right. I'll go to my number two.
You're number four. You're number five.
You're number two?
No, dude, you're number four.
Yeah, and
Andre the Giant.
Oh, that's not right. Okay. It is.
Oh, good call.
Yeah, the Undertaker versus Kane.
It's nice.
Like, you can't beat this. Like, I was thinking Undertaker, Kane, what can I pick? What is really good? And I'm like, no, this is perfect for favorite spooky figures. Like,
100%.
I love it. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah. See, I'm not even in order here. I'm not even going in order. This is one of my favorite sets. And it's also available right now at Ringside Collectibles through the Ringside Vault.
That's true. Oh, you're talking about that one. Oops.
Yes. That one right there.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's good. It was very nice.
Absolutely.
Well, you picked Undertaker. I'm going to pick my Undertaker. I had a hard time. I have a whole box of Undertaker figures.
Oh, I think we all do.
Like, man, what are we doing? Which one are we going to pick? But I chose to go with the old school. Got the Batman cape.
Oh, is that the Ultimate?
No. Dear, this is the original. Original, what was this? I think it's Comic-Con exclusive, right?
I don't know. I wasn't collecting then.
It's a defining moments.
Oh, I have that then.
Yeah. But it's so nice. Look how good he looks.
The scan is phenomenal in that.
Cape folds up a little bit, comes right off. Yeah. You want to, you know, have him in match here. Beautiful.
Oh, if it's defining moments, I have it. I don't think it was an exclusive, though.
It was in the original one, defining moments, but like great detail of the pants.
Dude, again, the pants, like, you just like to pick pants that have figures that have great detailed pants.
That's what I do.
I see what you're doing here.
I'm a guy about legs, but I like the tassels on here.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Super cool. And
my Defoe.
He's got the teardrop.
I opened a couple of defining moments, but only the ones I bought extras of.
It's cool.
Yeah,
this
I love
the figure though. This was one. It looks so much better in the box too, and I have one in the box. I just didn't dig them out because I wanted to show them off.
Yeah.
Some people. That's how the cape attaches.
Wow, that's
very
cool.
Very nice. Super simple. Maybe not when you have a Danhausen mask on, but it's super simple.
1,000 so far. Did you design this one too?
He is. He designed them all.
He designed every figure we ever had.
They were going to rename Mattel to Dan Friedman.
Actually, rumor has it
Jasper's got him.
LJN set too. No, I'm kidding.
Joke. Yeah, very very spooky. Very Halloween.
I love it. That is great.
Undertaker.
Great Undertaker ones with that. Perfect. Absolutely.
I had so many good ones.
All right. Let's go add my next one to the list. Boom. Let's see what it was, because I don't remember. Oh,
it's
okay.
Bane.
I picked a picture of Malachi Black. You know, obviously you can see from this is I got rid of it. I want it back. What did I do? Nope.
There
that's
he is.
Not it.
Whoa.
I don't know what I'm doing here.
There I don't know what you're doing either. There you go.
Okay. honestly, like any Malachi Black, any like I in my notes, I said Malachi Black slash House of Black because they are all awesome. Everyone.
Yeah.
Brody King.
This one's fantastic, though. This is a very awesome one.
Yes, I love this. I absolutely love this. But, you know, even here it is right here. You talk about spooky figures. You got Julia Hart from last week. I'm not going to show you with her hair disappearing.
So good, though. Love it. This is, you know, funny thing is, go ahead, because we got a lot of the same figures here. But I went with the original Supreme launch.
Well, that's a good one, too, though.
It's so good. So good. Yeah. He's got more of the devil horn mask and stuff like that. I thought it looked great.
That does look great. There you go. Yeah,
I got Halloween lights on and stuff. But boom, there he is.
I love that.
Great figure, man.
I have to buy that.
Like all the skull masks. You know, you get the goat mask.
Oh, he did the Undertaker as Kane, too. That's insane.
So far,
my list, I'm only picking Daniel Friedman figures. Then. That's it.
You're only picking Daniel Friedman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Both Malachi are the best Supreme. They are.
I see it like Russian. Both Malachi. Very good Supreme. Wow. So good, man. I love it. I was looking. There's so many good figures. I could have did Blood and Guts. I could have did this. Could have did that. But
there's so many good ones.
Nothing beats spooky like the House of Black.
No. No, all right. Let me show you my number two on my favorite Daniel Friedman figures. I mean, spooky figures. All right, number two.
I know that fella.
The Ringside exclusive Danhausen with this package in it. Like, it's got such a Munsters feel to me. I love it. I absolutely love it. Great figures. Like the Munsters, Dracula, Frankenstein. So good. I'm here for this figure. This is what I did a soft order. It's hard to place these in order because I love them all, but I love this figure.
Yeah,
it's
I wasn't going orders. I was just picking out some of my favorites because there's so many good ones. But we like how can you not think of, you know, anything spooky? I mean, he is a Halloween decoration.
We need to get Friedman on a show with us. Friedman, when could you get on here? Let's talk figures.
He was on here that one time when, you know, we had power outages. Daniel Friedman. It was the Daniel Friedman show for like 10 minutes.
That's when I was in Chicago.
But we do need him back.
Yes, I would love to get him back.
We need it.
Did I really? I said it was my number two favorite Daniel Friedman figure, so there we go.
See, this is the best of everything.
Yes.
I'm going to switch it up a little bit.
All right.
Kind of not, but a little bit. Because Danhausen was going to be my grand finale, obviously.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right in the face. But it's okay because you picked him and we got to talk about him, right?
Yeah. But
let's get to zoom in. I want Major Bendy.
Wow.
Yes. Very nice. That's very evil.
Bendy.
Very Bendy. Ooh, hello.
Yeah, very Bendy. Very evil.
But on top of that, because it was my grand finale, I was also going with this beautiful, beautiful one. Because as much as I like the Ringside Collectibles one, nothing speaks more like the Jazzwares Vault version of Danhausen. Like this, the cape on here is amazing.
Yeah,
so nice, so evil. They're all good.
Speaking of Jazzwares Vault, I meant to mention this in the news, and I forgot. Did you see that package deal that Jazzwares Vault
had? Yes, I forgot to bring that up as well. What a steal!
That was a steal for all those figures. If I didn't have some of them already, I would have jumped on it.
Yeah. I mean, you're getting the new Brody.
Yeah.
In that pack, too, which is great. But
Dan, you shoot me a message. If you're not doing anything next Tuesday, you're more than welcome.
Yes.
So, and I'm going to pick another Daniel Friedman for number one. I don't know, honestly.
We're going to pick them all.
Yeah.
So me and Nick Stormhausen and Danhausen.
There you go.
Hanging out.
That's a great figure, though. It is really great figure.
I love the cape, man. So
that's
good.
A great game. I think I'm gonna have to order it. I have not ordered all my. I'm behind on Jazzwares Vault.
This is the one. Like this is the must get. I think for the Danhausen.
Yeah,
the Danhausen.
Oh. Yeah, it's a great figure.
Yeah,
All right, Mr. Daniel Friedman, you're gonna have to tell me if you also made my number one on my list, which I don't know if it's really
Danhausen.
It is. You ready for this? I went to the wrong.
It's okay. I could do. I will do Andre voices all day long.
There we go. We're gonna go to my number one, the ultimate which was very torn. I also was considering the Burnt Fiend because that's also very good.
Yes.
But this Ultimate Fiend is such a great figure. I had to go with this figure. It's so
we're reading each other's minds today because he's an honorable mention, but not the Fiend. I went with this awesome. What does it say? All hope is lost on this T-shirt.
Bigger Bray.
Because I liked the lore of the original Wyatts. I thought it was so spooky, so great. But look how good that Bray is.
It is good. Holy smokes.
I love the T-shirt on him.
Huh? That's like a week 30-something?
Yeah.
Oh, I ruined the list, Daniel. I'm sorry.
Great tattoo that's work really on him. But, I mean, that is a great Bray Wyatt.
Is like extra good, too. Like,
yeah, it was a great figure, man.
This is before the DIJ printing, right? Like, this is before
Yeah, way before the DIG printing. Cool.
No, that's great. It is absolutely great.
But this was like such a good vibe for Bray. Like when he's got the whole world in his hands. You know, it was such a great time, dude. And one of my favorite figures.
That was a great time for Bray.
He's held up too over the years. Look how good the condition is, though. Yeah.
It's a great thing.
Tattoo. Yeah. So good. But while we got me in big screen, I do have honorable mentions because we can't have. I was trying to go for one of every line, but Superstar Stoink.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah, too colorful.
Oh, we could have picked Papa Shango Superstars.
I was thinking about that one too. There's plenty of go back and forth.
I was thinking. I wish my Papa Shango Ultimate Edition from the 2-pack with Ultimate Warrior was here because I think that might make the list.
And I was going for this one just because it's such a great figure, but you rarely see the red and black sting popping off anymore.
Was that the Defining Moments one, or is that the Ringside Exclusive?
This is the Ringside Exclusive.
Yeah, I sold mine. I need to get back.
Look how good. I mean, the long hair.
I know. I had it.
Very, very good. And speaking of Ringside Exclusives, I did have this one on my list, too, because it's got a vibe to it. Nothing's Over Till You're Underground Coffin. Ringside Collectibles exclusive. I have them open already, but he comes in a coffin. How can you not love that? You know,
great
just for the box. That was my honorable packaging mention.
Oh my gosh, that's another so great guys in the chat. Do you have any favorite spooky figures that we didn't mention? I'm sure there's more.
There's plenty. That's the problem. I had too many. It took me a half hour to dig out that damn boogeyman.
I bet.
He's hanging out. All right. David Gilmour. Hell yeah, dude. Daniel Friedman's not coming on Fig Guys next week because he's going to see David Gilmour at Madison
Square Gilmore Garden. Girls.
Huh?
Wasn't he on the Gilmore Girls?
No.
Oh, it's David.
Pink Floyd, baby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You can go wrong with that. I'm okay with it. I'm here for that. Please take me with you. I won't be here on Fig Guys next week because I'm going to see David Gilmour with Daniel Friedman at Madison Square Garden.
I wonder if there'll be a wall there.
There's going to be lots of things going on there.
That's cool.
It's going to be Wall Brawl. WCW presents Wall Brawl.
I like it. Very nice. Very evil. And that was, like I said, oops, I meant to add it back. A great Fiend figure. Dude, there are so many great figures.
I forgot that they had the Fiend in all the form, and I know they got it. But
He's got an extra ticket, Mike. If you want to come,
if I could, I totally would. I doubt I could make that. But so good, dude! Enjoy the show, Daniel Friedman.
Yeah, wow. Well, these are our favorite spooky figures, and
let us know yours, please, guys. Definitely. Write us.
Chat, let us know.
Comment on the post.
We gotta start making like Instagram stories where people could send us their picks like on Monday, so that by Tuesday we can read some of them off.
I like the idea.
So, but now with all this new job, it's like I have less time than ever. So, Mike, are you ready to show what we got this week?
Yes.
Let's go. All right.
I brought it up though. I didn't have to say it. I literally had this in my hands and I was like, I do it, and I was going to do it, but I didn't do it.
That's a good one.
It is a good one. It's one That's of my favorites. Yeah, with the handcuffs and the chains. Kinky so cane.
I had kind of a slow week this week, but I did go to Target today, and I did find two figures that I did pick up today. Finally finding some of the greatest hits, the Legends greatest hits, and I had no intention on getting this Warlord until I saw it in stores, and the scan was just too much improved over the original.
It looks great.
It does look great. So I was not going to buy it until I saw it. I saw it. It's now mine. I did see another Legends. This was one of the Legends I was looking for because I did not have the original. I got All Hail King Booker. Great figure.
This is so good.
Tell me I didn't just see that.
You did not just pick that up at Target. Man, get out of here.
So I now have three out of the five Legends.
Who else is that set?
I need, I have the Tugboat. Ultimate Warrior and IRS are the other ones in this set.
It's a solid set.
It is
a great Warrior.
Yeah, it is. I've not seen that Warrior in person
yet. One of the better Warriors that they've made in the last couple Warrior makes.
Yeah, so, and the last thing I got this week, if you follow us on Instagram, TikTok, or any of the other places, I did get the Colosseum Collection. Okay, I don't like that. You know, I just realized if I had
it looked cool because it looked like fans were behind them.
That is crazy. It does. So
gotta use that imagination sometimes.
No, it's a great set. That, like we talked about earlier, they are the best. See, if I had better lights,
that looks this great. Happen. That still looks great. That looks awesome.
Yeah, I need to get better lights. But if you
$1 million man with the OG Fig Kids collection in the background, what's better than that?
It's really cool in here. First of all, I'm opening it. I did get lucky to get the black card variants.
Woo!
So that's an awesome thing. But one of my favorite, you know, we always love these cardboard backings that they come with.
Yeah. And it's
so the green money shows, but the blue on the box doesn't. As I went to pick it up, this is going to be terrible. And look how good it looks.
Crazy.
Okay, and on the other side, though, this is great for figure photography, Mike. I don't know if you've seen this on the other side, but when you need to take a Legends picture.
It's fantastic.
That is cool. Like, get a little stand.
All you need. Literally, all you need is a nice backdrop.
100%.
Good camera, 100%. Good phone, whatever you want.
I showed Ted DiBiase. Like, let's look at Ted DiBiase. The details on his suit, so good.
I like the
money in his hand.
The shininess to the suit, too. Very nice.
Yeah, man, this is awesome. Like I said,
the bow tie better be stapled to that shirt or else I will be pissed.
I don't know. But then also I got in here as well, the Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. He no longer looks like Mario Lopez like the earlier versions. He looks like Ricky Steamboat now.
Ricky, Mario the Dragon Lopez.
So I'm very happy. Listen, imagine if Mattel just started selling like a pack of these with different backgrounds.
If they were like made out of like acrylic or plastic or something, I think it would be great.
Yeah, man. But that's such a sturdy cardboard too.
Yeah, absolutely. But if you're selling them, I don't want
cardboard. No, that's true. You can sell them dirt cheap if they're cardboard, though.
Yeah. Imagine if they made a barbershop place that in cardboard.
Ooh. I like it.
Bad. Would not be bad. I'm a thinker. I like to think.
So, Mike, what did you get this week?
It hurts my brain sometimes, but I do like to think. Oh, well, this awesome gentleman I know decided to find these beautiful, beautiful, and they're very on point with the Halloween vibe, so we're going to go with it. But we're rocking out the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. We got the Turtles. What is it, Series 2?
Yes.
Series 2. We got Cody Rhodes rocking the Casey Jones look. We got Rey Raphael Mysterio, and we got Seth freaking.
Wow. Rollins.
So good, man. These are awesome. I'm going to rip them. I'm at least going to open up the turtle once.
Okay.
We got to, well, you know what? Screw it. Let's go with Cody. We got to get Cody out there.
Yeah.
Free.
Adrenaline.
Casey Jones is not only great for the Ninja Turtles, but he's also a great wrestler. World champion material, some say.
Yeah.
He too has to finish his story.
What's his story about?
Huh?
What's the story about?
Weirdo, he likes to hang out with turtles that are mutant teenagers. So weird. But awesome accessories on this. You get a baseball bat. Hey, let's zoom in on the face. Let's get it going. Boom! Ah! Look at that baseball bat.
Oh, wow. Wow. Look
nice.
It's got some grooves in it and everything.
If you got wood grain, you're already winning me over. It's a little limp, but it's okay. Salute you for the blue bat. It'll work. Then we got two extra sets of hands. Well, one extra set of hands. Two hands. Put those aside. Bam. The one time I actually opened the box nicely, though, because they're turtle themed. I can't break the box. Oh. Then we got the weight belt, which holds your weapon. Super awesome. Different accessory. He comes with the hockey stick, but to complete the look, you got to get the nightmare mask on.
Oh, that's cool.
Such a clean figure. Let's take this weight belt off real quick. Give it a look, Ski. Ooh. Is that thick weight belt, too? I like it.
Weight belts lately. I'll tell you
that. They're going crazy. They're enjoying the weight belt thing, but is it extra large?
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Nightmare. I love that it's got the weapon That's holder. Cool. Hard plastic weapon holder on the soft plastic belt. Oh. Man, but look at that. So cool.
Ooh. That is cool.
Really nice. Probably fix that. There we go. And then, I mean, he's rocking the blue Cody Rhodes shirt. Look at the tights.
Oh, man, I didn't know you feel that way about me. Thank you.
Yeah.
Or you mean Cody the figure. Oh, I get it now.
Look how good that is. That's an American dream right there, baby. Boom. That is an
American nightmare.
Ah! Well, let's check them all out. We're rock and rolling. We'll do Seth freaking... I keep blanking on his damn name.
Seth Rollins? Shinobi
Turtles. No, the Turtles. Leonardo. Seth Leonardo freaking Rollins.
I was never a turtle, so I don't know their names.
Man, you missed out on some good stuff.
I think I can name them all. Leonardo, Michelangelo, Raphael. Okay, I'm lost.
Yeah, one more.
Leonardo. Yeah, Michelangelo.
Kevin Nash. No.
Nash.
Nash played Shredder in the movie.
He wasn't a turtle. Well, I don't know who the other one is.
He was still a big-headed freak, as Scott Steiner would like to say.
who was the other turtle?
Donatello.
Oh, Donatello. Yeah.
They're all named after
painters,
artists. Right? Da Vinci.
Yep, I should have known
Leonardo
that.
Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo.
I get it. Look, I'm into that. Donatello, yep.
With oh, wow. Swords. I like they were getting weapons too. It's super cool.
Yeah.
Love the gear.
It's so cool.
Super clean looking, man. He's shell shocked. But then the best part is you get these cool display stands to hold the weapons on.
Wow.
So let's do. That's cool too. Let's take the swords out. Yeah. No, these are awesome little pieces. It comes apart.
Yeah.
You got to damage some stuff, break some things. As your Ninja Turtles are. Now I can't get it back in. Story of my life. But
you see what happens.
Listen, man, we're not perfect, right?
No.
If only we were mutant freaks like the turtles.
Now you'd
be
got
good.
It.
There we go.
Good job.
Nice and gentle. I got these big guitar player hands. Look at that. They hold the weapons, though.
You should play the piano. Hands.
I do play the piano.
You do too? I can play.
I play a little bit of everything. I play piano, guitar,
oh wow,
bass, drums.
I should go back and learn the piano again. I forgot.
You should.
Now you need this. I bought a keyboard. I have my iPad. I should just freaking practice. Like, the iPad has apps to teach you.
I love that they made sunglasses out of the headband. That's very cool. Very smart.
Yeah.
For the Seth Rollins crew.
Great ideas.
Love it. Love it. I can't wait to get the other ones, man. These are so cool.
Not under there yet.
Listen, Super Shredder's got it. Super Shredder Roman Reigns needs to be like a thing. I need it. I need more of that in my life. But in beautiful fashion, we got the red stand for Raphael. Very cool. Look, you got wood grain on the stands too.
Yeah, that is cool.
Very good detail, man.
Just like the bat, you can actually see the grain in the bat. Very impressed.
Hey, for a mashup line, these are freaking sweet. Oh. He's making me bigger. Oh, I don't know why they put that on. Get this plastic off. There we go. Boom. Look how cool that is. Raphael. Oh, wow. Rocking the staffs. He's so cool, man. I don't know what's the real word for these things. Come on, somebody knows this. You could.
Tony says, gonna need to borrow Mike's mask after the show. I'll give it back. Might have to wash it, though.
You might have to wash it, but check out the headband under the mask.
Wow.
These are so cool, man.
That's cool.
Yeah, and then underneath he's rocking some turtle gear. Was so cool, man.
Words, yeah.
Red knee pads with a little bit of a shred on them.
Wow.
So that's good, man. And great, funny, this figure. Is one of the best Rey Mysterio figures they've made.
I love how his eyes
pop. Thank you.
The eyes really pop looking out of the mask.
They do, man. He looks cool. I like how the mask hangs over a little bit, too. You see that there?
Yeah, that's great. Can I have those back? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. His chin straps. Yeah. That's cool.
I'm trying not to spend money on things I don't need, and I didn't buy these for myself because I am not a turtle fan, but I couldn't leave them in the store. I'm like, I got to send these to my buddy.
Look, they look so good together.
They do. I can't wait to see some pictures later on our social media.
Cowabunga!
So now you need it. If anybody finds the first set, hit us up. Mike needs the first set. With who's in the first set? Roman Reigns and the New Day.
New Day and Roman Reigns, yeah, man. I gotta finish off my turtles.
Find them. Let us know. We'll buy them.
Good friend Kofi Kingston doesn't even have these.
He doesn't?
No, I'm sure he does.
Oh, okay.
I was just saying.
You asked him?
I don't have them. I'm living in his house now.
Oh.
That's he kidnapped me from Eagle Pro Wrestling.
Nice.
Now I'm part of the New Day.
Who?
Who? Who? Yes, it's me.
Oh, Jew. Anything that you didn't touch on? Anything we need to talk about before we get out of here? Call it a day. Go on to game 4 of the World Series.
I'm going
to
be playing with my turtles. It's like a 4 all over again.
Nice. I mean, Yankees have a tall task ahead of them. They'd have to win the next 4 to win the World Series. It's never been done. Nobody's ever been down 3-0 in a World Series and come back to win.
Yankees would be the only team to do it, though.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that because I like the Yankees, but it just seems like some Yankee shit that would happen. Like,
I'd hope so.
Old school, like the Yankees came back from -4 in the what is it? The playoffs. Yeah, that's what it's called. Yankees
lost that way in the ALCS many years ago, but we don't talk about
it. I torn my ALCS once.
Okay.
I got jokes all day long. We're good.
I like it. Guys, again, we're all over social media at Official Fig Guys. All of our links are at thefigguys.com. If you don't want to go searching, just go click on the mic. Tell the people where they can find you.
You click on me.
Just click on Mike.
I am at Mike Belcaster. Wherever you find your Mike Belcaster, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, X.
And I am on Loopy Instagram. Loop. The OG Fig Kid on Instagram. Everything else I do under the Fig Guy stuff. So go check it out and you'll love it.
If you smell what Dwayne is cooking.
I can't wait for Danhausen to be in WWE.
So, whoa.
As
he's got toys coming out.
I know.
So, but I'm definitely going to have mask hair. Should I do it? No, we're not doing it. Tune in next week to find out if I get the mask here.
There you go. I wonder, I just got a message that I have a FedEx delivery on the way, but I don't know if I ordered anything else.
Uh-oh.
Let me see where it's from. I'm checking where it's from live on the air. It is from, because you know what? I think it might be that Shawn Michaels. Is this it? Nope. I have something coming from Illinois, Mike. Did you ship me something today?
I don't think so.
Melrose Park, Illinois. Is that near you?
That is very near me. That's where my one of my untapped targets usually is.
Oh, I have a package coming from
Melrose Park,
Illinois.
Home of the great Melrose Park dog races. They tore that place down years ago.
And then it's now in, then it went to Niles, Illinois, and now it's in LaGrange.
That's right down the street from me.
Can you go pick up my package and let me know what it is?
I could.
Because it doesn't tell me who it's from.
Very, very, very cursed.
Just coming, I would love to know who it's from. Maybe it's from.
No, I'm curious.
Yeah, I am too. I don't think I have anything else coming from like Pro Wrestling Tees right now. So I don't know. We'll find out soon.
Did you order? No, I don't think the Offspring's coming out yet. Oh,
I did order that.
Isn't there an AEW crate? Isn't there a crate coming out?
We just got it like last week or 2 weeks ago.
Man, I thought we had a full gear crate coming.
It'll be a mystery. It'll be a mystery.
It's a mystery.
Yes, so we'll find out next
week.
Very
spooky way to end our very spooky, spectacular episode for the Hallows Eve.
I feel like I just left them with a cliffhanger. Turn in next week to find out what's coming on FedEx.
I like it.
Wow. You see what Joe Embry said? I found an entire case of AEW chases at the Melrose Target once.
Brother, we need to talk. No. Super cool. What series? That's the bigger question.
That's another good question. What series was it? It was probably that one with Jamie Hayter. Weren't like whole cases of her popping up places? So was that a Mox and Jamie Hayter set? Like they were the chase?
Yeah, player. I remember that.
Yeah. So I had to dig deep into the archives. Oh, speaking of which, I didn't even realize it was right here. I talked about it earlier. This was the other greatest hits legends I have. I just need the other two. I wasn't even looking for a complete set, but now that I have three out of the five, the completest to me is kicking in.
I like it.
Yes, the Tyson said, Mike, you could read that line to end the show.
Yes.
How about that? I like
that. We'll get to it. Anything else before we go?
I think that's it for me.
All right. Tune in to Fig Guys next week or be cursed.
Thanks for watching, Fig Guys. Please like, follow, subscribe.